Hello and welcome back to the Misfits Podcast. Rated 5 stars on iTunes by Yurt. He says, this is the most autistic thing I've ever listened to. What do you think of that, fellas?
Yeah, yeah. That
something like that.
If you guys, if the listeners, okay, stop, please. I mean, if the listeners at home heard what happened before we clap synced just now and started the podcast, they'd probably agree. Not the healthiest conversation. I'm joined today with my co-hosts, iNotorious, aka Matt.
Sup?
John on the radio, aka Toby.
Hello.
Mick Creamy, aka Jay.
Hi, how are you?
And Swagger Souls, aka... I was going to say a bad word, but, you know, I better just introduce him normally.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Swagger Souls, back at it again with another podcast cameo, hitting to you live from the studio.
And you're fired. Joined not today by Mason, a.k.a. Zuckles, who is just...
Boo!
There's always one person who just doesn't show up for no reason, no explanation. I guarantee you that he's fucking sleeping right now, even though it's 12:45 in the afternoon for him.
What do you think he's dreaming
about? Join halfway... I don't know. Probably just being on the podcast. Huge asshole.
Just wakes up in a sweat. Oh, man, I had a horrible dream. What? I forgot to do the podcast.
Yeah, no shit, asshole. Fucking, he might join halfway through, but we'll see about that. Guys, over 3 million plays on Spotify alone.
Ooh,
for this podcast
across our 7 episodes.
Yeah. This podcast, if you didn't know, is kind of a big deal now. Mm. We're literally one of the biggest podcasts in the world, which is crazy because we're such a terrible podcast. Like, it's really not terrible. Very good.
Now, I want everyone to give yourself a big pat on the back right now. Not the viewer, everyone here in the call.
Yeah, the viewers don't deserve shit.
Yeah. Oh,
that's good.
I feel good. I've never had that kind of approval before in my life. No, I mean, like, episode 0, the pilot episode alone, has 1.3 million views on Spotify.
That's
like delayed by 10 days. Like, I don't even know what the most updated count is. That's like from 10 days ago. So... You know, Shit. It's kind of crazy. I mean, the Poland story, which is episode 1, has 600,000. So you can tell that a lot of like new people from Spotify listen to the episode 0 and they're like, this is not for me. We're out of here. But you know, every episode basically has hundreds of thousands of views. I don't know how to feel about it. I don't know whether to be happy that we're one of the biggest podcasts in the world or be like really upset that hundreds of thousands of people know that I literally pissed in a sink every day in college.
Yeah, well, I got hit on the leg by a stripper with my own belt. So
yeah, I mean, the whole world has dirt on us now, basically.
Yeah, yeah, essentially,
thanks to this podcast.
It's all fun.
I just want to apologize personally for last episode because listening back to it, I realized how much I was saying like in between. Or every single thing I was saying, like when I was, I just did it again.
I just did it again.
I'm going to work on it. I don't think I was as bad in previous episodes, but I realized listening to the last one, I actually have to work on how I'm speaking in this podcast because I just sound like I'm a 13-year-old fucking girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like. So I'm sorry about that. If you probably didn't even notice, you fucking millennials, but I'm apologizing anyway because I guarantee you a few people notice and they're like, what the fuck is.
Yeah, like is the new
Oh, yeah. It really is. Yeah, I don't really think it's do it that often outside of that episode. For some reason, I was just on cocaine or something. That was probably the cocaine.
Yeah, that was probably
what it was. By the way, of course you all know, or hopefully you all know, that our grand trip to Germany was canceled because the company we were supposed to be working with just shut down all their funding. However... Instead, we're now going to the Melbourne Esports Open on September 1st and 2nd.
Hell yeah.
It's next weekend. It's not next weekend. It's the weekend after. So it's September 1st and 2nd in Melbourne. So if you want to come and see us, and this is a sponsored bit, by the way, get your tickets at bit.ly/misfits@MEO. That's bit.ly/MISFITSATMEO. The gates open at 9 a.m. both days.
Get your ass down there.
We're going to do a meetup there, too. So.
Oh, yeah. We are going to
do a meetup.
Yeah. If you pull off my helmet, I'm punching you in the face.
As if they could. That thing's so heavy.
Oh, the security guard will punch you in the face.
Yeah. Security guard will tackle you.
I'd love that.
No, it's obviously, like, when we found out Germany was canceled, we were all very upset. And we're sorry if some of you were, like, excited to meet us at Germany. But if you feel like taking a flight to Melbourne to see us, then check us out at the esports open there instead. There's going to be lots of games, including League of Legends, Overwatch.
Oh, yeah, my favorite game.
They even got Minecraft there for some reason. There's lots of good stuff.
Minecraft esports.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
we'll be doing meetups, I think. We'll be doing meetups, I think, on both days and also just kind of wandering around. So there'll be lots of opportunities if you're there to see us and talk to us. So yeah, get your fucking
make
tickets.
Make sure you use our link to make us look good.
Yeah, please. Get that. Please.
It really will.
Yeah.
bit.ly/misfits@meo. Just go buy tickets. We'll see you guys there. Man, okay, that's that out of the way. I am excited for the trip, though, because...
Same. We're going to get so fucked up. It's going to be... Yeah. It's going to be banger. We need to, like, get a thing, like, a whole, like, hat and put in, like, what we want to do, like, crazy shit that we could do. And then we just pick from the hat every day and film it. It could be pretty gooch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, got to come up with a whole bunch of crazy ideas that would result in good stories and just... You just go because we're only at the event itself for 2 days, but we're in Melbourne with each other and a bunch of other people outside of this podcast for like 8 days. So there's going to be lots of opportunities to get fucked up, have crazy adventures, do dumb shit for stories, and just get content for this podcast and outside of the podcast. So I don't know, it's going to be good. Here's hoping this one doesn't get canceled, right, guys? I mean,
please. All right, cheers to that.
Please.
Knock on wood. Yeah.
I
hope this dusk is wood.
Anyone want to kick this bad boy off with a personal anecdote? Swagger, you got fucked up last night. Tell me about it.
Ooh, yeah. All right. So I went to my friend's place because his dad's out on a business trip. So he was like, come over. Let's get fucked up. I was like, all right. I'm all right. He goes, well, what do you like? We need to get something to drink. Can you get us beers? I was like, no, I'm not going to get beers. So I got a handle of Jack Daniels and a handle of... I think it was tequila. I don't know what brand it was. Mm. It was kind of cheap. We didn't even open the tequila. We drank the whole bottle of Jack. My friend bought 2 cases of beers. We went through that. The night just devolved into us screaming and rolling on the floor. My friend turned off all the lights in his basement, put on the strobe light, and shit was wild. We were knocking shit over. We made
Is
a fire outside. No, it was me. It was like me and 4 people. It was really good. Right. It was really good. And what happened was we got a lot of food delivered and I got really drunk. And then I decided like, I brought some weed. So let's smoke some weed. And everyone was like, I don't want to smoke weed. But my friend was, I had one friend there that was like, oh, I'm always down to smoke weed, bro. Let's smoke some weed. I was like, okay. So we go outside. And we smoke, and then another one of my friends peeks his fucking head through the window and is like, are you guys still smoking? I kind of want to smoke now. And we were like, yeah. So it was 3 of us, super drunk, just smoking weed. And, you know, by the time we finish like 2 bowls, you know, we're all skedaddled. Like, we're all fucking, like, fried. And so we're stumbling back downstairs, and we have all this food, and we just start eating. Like, we're all pigging out, like, hunched over.
What kind of food is it? Like, gourmet food or like fast food?
No, it was fucking pizza and chips, and we had sandwiches from Wawa, fucking candy, all that shit. But we were just cramming it down our throats like no tomorrow, just fucking listening to music. And I had eaten so much that by the end of the night I was lying down on the couch to go to sleep, and I was like trying to burp because of how full I was, but I was so full, like there was like throat, like at the base of my, like there was food at the base of my throat. So like I go to burp and I just feel food come up and I just be like, okay, like I'm on the verge of vomiting.
Oh.
And I'm pretty much like, okay, I've never vomited while being drunk, and I'll be damned if it gets me today. So
Oh, no, you don't.
So I sat up and I did crisscross applesauce on the fucking couch and just like put my hands like I was meditating and just...
Wait, I'm sorry. What is crisscross applesauce? What
yeah, you, Indian style.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, like you're just sitting cross-legged?
Yeah. Cross-legged.
Native American style.
Yeah, sorry. Insensitive of me.
This is a very PC podcast.
but I'm just sitting there meditating, trying to
like use telekinesis to make the food go down my throat and into my stomach, and trying to consciously make my stomach process the food and then put it into my gut and then go to sleep. And I actually ended up doing it. I don't know if it was because I was drunk and high. Maybe like it didn't make a difference and I just went to sleep anyways. But I remember waking up the next morning still drunk, and then I ended up I drove home. And
I'm sorry. Did you just say still drunk and then I drove home in the same sentence?
Well, not yet. I mean, I woke up drunk at 6 to wake up my friend who had to go to the National Guard for training. And so at that point, I was still drunk, and then I cleaned up and then I went back to sleep. I woke up 3 hours later and I had to clean up the basement because my friend had gone to work, whose house we were at. So I had a guy in front of me, he was sleeping on a chair, and he had like a wine glass filled with Jack Daniels, and he put it under the recliner that I was on. So when I went to like get up and start cleaning, I smashed down on the recliner and it just shattered this fucking wine glass all over the floor. So then I had to get a vacuum cleaner. I had to do all this fucking bullshit. I cleaned every fucking spot of the basement. It was fucking spotless before I left. But I ended up driving home. I was just hungover at that point. I don't think I was actually drunk. I had a lot of dreams during that night, because I kept waking up and going back to sleep where I was driving drunk, and cops were like pulling me over and shit. It was pretty manca. It was pretty fucked. It was freaking me. I was waking up in cold sweats from nightmares, still drunk, then because I thought I was driving.
Fucking yikes!
Yeah.
Plot twist that
not, it's
happened.
Not that I mean it's not that exciting of a story, really. I just got fucked up with my friends. It's, you know, it's
and this was
as
last
usual
night?
As it is. Oh yeah, it was last night. I'm still kind of hungover.
Do you feel fine now? You're still like,
I'm still a bit hungover. I had to fucking do the whole Shrek movie on stream.
I'm surprised you were motivated enough to get all up there and do that shit,
dude. I don't know. I pushed through it. Just for context, there's this VR game called Beat Sabers where you can have different songs that go by, and then you have to slice different directions on these boxes with two lightsabers. One's red, one's blue. It's like a rhythm game. And this guy made a map that is the entire Shrek movie, the entire first Shrek, in one map. And so I put on no fail so I couldn't fail, and I just went at it for an hour and 35 minutes, the entire stream, and I ended up completing it. So
wait, so is like the, do you have like the visuals of the Shrek movie or just the audio?
No, just the audio for me. But and I was standing, I stood up for it too. I was standing up the entire stream. Yeah, but I would tell
is it like is it like difficult? Like, are there lots of things to hit, or is it kind of like slow paced?
You could watch parts of the VOD. Like, I'm pretty fucking good at the game, because I tried it last stream, but what ended up happening, I got 30 minutes in, I got to the part where Shrek and Donkey were crossing the bridge to Fiona's castle. And then I accidentally hit like three obstacles, and then it was fucking game over. I let out a blood curdling scream, like I just saw like my girlfriend get stabbed or something. And then I just went onto the floor in the fetal position, and I didn't say anything, and I didn't move for like 3 minutes. Just me fucking, I was just so mad. I was so angry.
I wish the stream could see that. I wish there was like an outline of your I don't know, of you on the stream or something, so they could just see that happening, like you lying down in fetal position, and all these like blocks just ramming into you still, doof, 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 like fucking.
It was not fun. It was not a good time. But it's finally over. It's finally over now.
Yeah, yeah.
Completed. Mission complete.
Mission complete. Anybody else got anything that happened to them recently that they'd like to bring up on the podcast?
Last night I got a little messed up too.
Oh yeah,
accidentally. Well, not accidentally, like half accidental, half on purpose. You know,
Monka.
I made the mistake of not properly measuring out, or like I made the number one mistake of edibles of not waiting if they don't kick in.
Wait, was this so, was this the thing you were just telling us about? This was last night.
Yeah.
What does it matter with you people?
You guys are crazy.
It was fucking... Right. Yesterday was Tuesday, Matt. It was a Tuesday.
Yeah, and I had a bunch of ABV left over, and it's called my name. So
already
I was like,
okay,
hang on. What is ABV? I don't know what that is.
What it is if you vape weed instead of smoking it, it doesn't actually like combust it. It just it literally just vaporizes it. So you're like,
is
afterwards...
That what,
it's like dark
is that what you guys did
like.
In...
Oh, they had in Sydney.
Yeah, it's always Sydney, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, in Sydney you had that. It's like it looks like burnt breadcrumbs, and they put it on like peanut butter toast.
Yeah, it tastes disgusting.
Like, all this ABV weed.
It just, yep. It's disgusting.
Manager Ryan ate like 3 of those fucking sandwiches, dude. He was humming them down. Then we went to that club.
All right, go on, iNut.
But yeah, I had a bunch saved up, and I measured it out. I got a scale specifically for it, and I had like 6 or like 6.5 grams worth. And normally you're only supposed to have like 1 gram, and that would be like equivalent of like 100 milligrams worth, I think. And then I was just like, oh, fuck it, this is like kind of all really dark and burnt. It's probably not close to that, so I just ate all of it. And I waited like 2 hours, and nothing happened.
Fuck.
I was just like, okay, whatever. 4 hours later, nothing happened, so I'm just like, okay, fuck this. I just grab my vape and go back to it and start making dinner. And then I eat dinner, and... Apparently that must have jump-started it because I changed my diet this last week because I was like eating really shitty junk food recently, the good old college boy diet.
What'd you cook?
Oh, I think I had like that night I had like a chicken sandwich and fries, just something like, it was really high fat, so I think when I ate
like
that.
Like oven fries?
Yeah. Wasn't like deep, nasty deep fried, but you know, and then I just ate all of that at once, and then it finally, I think, like once I got some actual whole food in me. It just all at
shit.
Once. What the fuck perk was is I put on the Terminator 2. I haven't even seen the Terminator yet. Like, this is my first time watching it.
Just wait for the second one? What?
Yeah, I was...
What the fuck? Like,
I don't understand how you people live your lives. I really don't. My life is so, like, fucking different to your guys'. Is like, you know...
Love being American.
Where you conduct yourselves. I don't know. It's not even an American thing. I just think it's like... You know, even people like Mason. I was talking to Mason last night. I'm just like, I don't understand how you live your life like this.
What was he doing?
Go on, iNut.
Oh, I just, after that, I just had to turn the movie off because I was freaking the fuck out at that point. He was like missing an eye and shit. And like bleeding out
like,
of it.
Full
I'm like,
on dead ass edibles high?
Yo, yeah, I couldn't even remember it. Like, it was skipping parts of the movie. I'd like open my eyes and close them, open it up. And the next scene is just his face like bloody and shit like that. And like, yep, nope, I'm done. I just turned it off at that point.
Arnold Schwarzenegger scared you, huh?
Yeah.
I would not want to be fucked up on edibles alone in my apartment. I would not.
Yeah.
No,
it's
not fun.
Well, I was originally like in a call playing games earlier when I took it and they were supposed to kick in. They didn't.
Whoa.
You know what the worst thing to do when you're on edibles is to take a shower. I did that in LA, and it was like a real scary shower.
Well, it's supposed to kill your high. Taking showers high.
No, it didn't kill my high. No, it did not kill my high. It was like kind of nice at first because warm water feels nice. But it got to the point where I had to like close my eyes to like, you know, I don't know.
Oh, shit.
You close your eyes in the shower. And, you know, just like when I closed my eyes in the shower, I just imagined, I guess, just... I don't know.
Like a psycho coming
in
and killing
me. Yeah, literally. I get that sometimes, not high at all, when I'm washing my face like, and I've got shampoo in my eyes. I'm like, fuck, get up the fuck. And I like open my eyes.
So stupid.
Just so I can tell if there's someone in my fucking apartment gonna kill me, you know? I don't know. I'm irrational.
It's such a dumb fear.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, afraid of washing your hair in the shower.
That's like me being afraid of, like, if we're doing this podcast right now, like, some guy comes in and, you know, just fucking grabs me or just...
And we've lost him. Awesome.
Immersive.
Finally, my hitman pulled through on that one. No. No, I have lots of weird, like, fears like that. Like, I, for years, couldn't sleep on my back because I was worried that someone would slip my throat in my sleep. Like, I didn't genuinely believe that someone would slip my throat, but I just thought, like, if someone's gonna break into my house, I want to be lying on my stomach so that it hurts less, you know. I don't want to die by having my throat slit.
What if he stabs you in the back of the neck? That'd be worse.
I know it's totally irrational, and I knew it was irrational
anywhere.
I'm like, but I just didn't like the idea of being in the dark facing upwards looking at the ceiling, like, and just
as long
being
as
exposed
coming,
like that,
it's not going to hurt as much,
oh,
you know.
God.
It's like when you're a kid and like you think when you see a scary movie or something, you think if you hide beneath your covers that you're safe. It's that same irrationality. It's It doesn't, obviously, that's not the reality. They could just cut you right through the covers, but that's how my mind worked. Toby, anything interesting happened to you lately?
No, not at all.
Neither.
Yeah, all our lives are boring.
I don't understand. Literally, you want to know what I did last night? I did some work. I cooked myself a nice steak and mashed potatoes with a whiskey. I went to bed at 10 p.m. and I read for an hour. Ooh. And then I went to bed and then
what
I woke
were you
up
reading?
At 6:30.
You're such an old man.
I'm fucking literally an old fucking person when I'm at home. I really am. I love it though. I really love having like,
so
you know,
good,
being
though,
like
yeah.
that at home. It's pog. And then I'll go and I'll get fucked up. You get fucked up in fucking Melbourne. And then I'll come home and I'm calm again. And it's, I read, I go to bed. I crack a few funnies with the lads during the day. And my life is very tiny.
You read the newspaper?
And I cook meth on weekends. No.
Oh, okay.
I don't read the newspaper.
You read news online. Have you read any interesting news?
I read the
news?
Philip DeFranco show. No, I used to read news online when I was 16 and I cared about politics. But now I realize how frivolous that is.
It's all fucking hit pieces now anyways. Online news is shit.
Speaking of
hit pieces, most people who are outside of Australia probably won't even... They wouldn't have... I mean, most people who are listening to this won't know about this because the mainstream media is dead as fuck and no one under the age of like 40 listens to or watches mainstream media anymore. But... Two Australian creators, Muzelk, who we all kind of know, I probably know him more than anyone here, and this guy, Champ Chong, who's a really OG Australian creator as well. An article was written about them in the paper about how, because they did this brand deal, right, with the Australian Defence Force, and I don't know who dug up these old tweets, but apparently someone dug up these old tweets from 5 years ago where they were being, quote-unquote, sexist, quote-unquote, making rape jokes, quote-unquote, all this stuff, you know. 5 years ago, these tweets, like, they dug up. And the Australian Defence Force totally dropped them as a sponsor, and this whole article was written about them, and it was a total hit piece. But
dude, that's retarded. 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like what happened recently with that guy who worked for Disney. I don't know. No. I can't remember his name, but he was the director.
He's like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Director of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Like tweets from years ago.
It's like 11 years ago or something.
Dug up. Yeah, like a long time ago. They get dug up and then Disney drops him because of the... I don't know if he's back or... Because there was quite a lot
he's
of back pushing against that, but...
That's
yeah,
so crazy.
Hopefully. But no, Muzelk and Champ Chong are under fire for these tweets. And they're very family-friendly creators, so it's just... I don't know. The main thing it got me thinking about was what's going to happen when the media in our local areas and over the world figures out about us because I don't know about you boys, but I can just see the headlines now. Like racist, homophobic New Zealand YouTuber shoots to the top. Like just it's going to happen. Oh. I know it's going to happen. My parents are concerned. My parents are like, they keep saying that they're just like, you know that that's going to happen to you, right? You have to just be prepared for when that happens. I always just said, it's going to be hilarious when it happens. Trust me. I don't know if it's going to... I mean, it'll be hilarious on some level, but I think there's a chance it could also just be a pain in the ass more than anything. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I have it a bit easier because like I don't have a face and I don't have like a full name.
Oh.
So it won't impact like my life directly, but it'll make the hit piece like even more juicy. Like anonymous masked man on the internet threatens rights of women and minorities and all that shit. Makes abuse jokes.
Here's the title. Helmed racist Eric Vivian Matthews.
24 years old, you, by the way.
For those of you who don't know, there's an ongoing joke that Swagger is... Because Swagger keeps a lot of his personal life private, including his face and his name. No one knows his real name. There's this joke, because I included it... Actually, no, you included it in your video that I called you Eric Vivian Matthews, like, as a joke to... on stream to leak his name, quote unquote. And this website called famousbirthdays.com took that for like literal fact.
Said, and his real name is Eric, apparently. So, hey, if you want to call me Eric, fucking fine. Makes it a lot harder to find out who I am.
Yeah.
Low key, though.
I mean,
that is my name.
Eric Vivian Matthews.
Or is it?
Shit.
Middle name Vivian. That's a rough one. No, but these articles are going to come out, I guarantee you, within a year. at least about me with like New Zealand media, they're gonna come out and it's gonna be.
You guys are a bunch of pussies, though, so that's expected.
No, New Zealand media is actually way better than the US media in terms of political correctness.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are very, everything's political in America, or at least that's what it seems.
It's pretty dumb.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the politically correct culture is coming over here as well, more so in Australia and New Zealand, but it's definitely not as bad as it is over there. At least I hope. But no, the articles are going to start coming out, and I'm probably going to have to make some kind of response video, PewDiePie style. But I'm not going to apologize.
Yeah, no, don't. We'll start an uprising. We'll take down the media.
Just tell a bunch of bad jokes. If I ever had like a hit piece done on me, and they reached out to me for comment for like an interview, I just meme on them. I'd meme them so fucking hard. I try to get like ridiculous quotes in, or like. Submit a statement that like one paragraph at a time like spells out a swear word or like the first letter of each sentence or some shit just to get them to publish it just to meme on them, because I don't respect them. I don't fucking care about the media or these fucking dumbass journalists. They're fucking dumb.
Yeah,
they're stupid. So, you know, take it from me, YouTuber on the internet.
Yeah, a bunch of fucking jack-off 20-something-year-olds. We've got the highest opinion on. We've got the hottest opinions on culture, politics, and, I don't know, current events. That's why you listen to this, you know?
Legalized weed.
We know where it's at.
Now that we're popular on Spotify, I always picture just some business guy driving to work at his law firm, just putting us on and just driving. And he's like kind of tuning out. He's not that focused on the podcast. And occasionally he just looks at his rating and goes, what the fuck? And like changes the podcast.
He push it back to Dad Rock.
Dad Rock.
Yeah, puts on the
Like I said yesterday, the good thing about when these media articles do start happening around us, whether it's as a group or individually, is... I mean, the difference between us and people like Muzak and Champ Chong is that our entire brand is about being offensive and being fucked up and being comedians, right? Or, you know,
it's expected.
Comedians.
That'd be like going to some like Louis C.K. and be like, look, he said an offensive joke. Oh my God. It's like, who's going to care? Because it's like, that's what he's known for, you know?
Well, it's a style of humor.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, the articles will get written, but it's not like it's going to affect their actual audience at all.
No, because that's why they subscribe to you.
Yeah, they don't even read it, and B, you know, they don't care. They
subscribed for the fucking jokes. Like, that's why.
If anything, if we started to be more politically correct, we'd probably get a bunch of backlash from our actual audience. Like, man, you guys are big pussies now. What the fuck? We thought you guys were alt-right neo-Nazis, bro. What the fuck did I sign up for? I mean, just a disclaimer, we're not alt-right Nazis.
I knew a guy in college who was an alt-right white supremacist.
Really?
It was very interesting because I've never actually encountered one of them in the wild before. I always thought they were just it was just like a joke. But did you
let him sting you Coyote Peterson style?
No. I kind of, you know, like, he's an okay guy to hang around with. I invited him over to a party. I threw a party at my house. It's called...
Dave, is it okay if the white supremacist guy comes along? He's like, all right, guy.
Well, here's how it happened. Like, I was throwing a party. It was on 420. I was throwing a big 420 banger at my house. All my friends from college would come by. And I had two friends that were in a band each, and they asked if they could play, like, a live show in my backyard. And I was like, hell yeah, set it up. Let my neighbors know, and everything was organized. We had a fuck ton of weed. We had a fuck ton of drinks. Like, we were set.
Nice.
So a bunch of people are coming over, and we're having a pretty good time. And then my friend Dave goes... Hey, is it all right if I invite this guy over? I was like, oh, yeah. Like, I haven't seen him in forever. And, like, before, like the context with him is that, like, I knew him since, like, I went to college. Like, he was, like, one of the first guys, like, I met in, like, a social group. And he watches Alex Jones all the time, right?
Oh,
so,
no.
I would occasionally watch Alex Jones because I like to laugh at him because I think he's hilarious. Like, I honestly think like he's comedic gold. Like, when he talks,
Alex Jones is like 4chan Philip DeFranco.
but I can get the appeal if you're watching Alex Jones every once in a while because I used to do that. But he would watch it and take it super serious, and that being like his actual news source. And He was very adamant that the government was putting chemicals in the water that turned the frogs gay. I mean, he'd get into political discussions. The guy didn't like Muslims at all. He was super intimidated by black people. You could tell whenever one of my black friends was around that he was just uncomfortable. And it was just always like, oh, yeah, he's a little white supremacist. That was kind of the thing. So, like, that was like what I knew. Like, I never knew how bad it could get until he came over. Like, he came over and he was a little socially awkward, and that was fine. You know, but I was like, hey, like, you should take a dab because you never smoke weed. You should totally take a dab and just chill with us. It's 420. Like, come on. And he was like, okay, fine. Because I ended up peer pressuring him into doing it. So he took a dab and he was actually, like, for once, really loose and, like, talkative with everybody. He was relaxed. He was like, oh, this is sick. This is awesome. And then, and then he started drinking. And then. I had a friend who's I think half Korean and half white, and she was chilling at the party, and he goes up to her with his phone in hand, and he goes, hey, you're a Ming woman, right? And she's like, like, what, excuse me, you're a Ming woman, right? Like a Ming woman. And she's like, if you're asking if I'm Asian, yeah, I'm half Asian. And she, and then he goes, oh, can I take a picture? Like, can I take a selfie with you? Like, it's like an inside joke with my friends. And she was so confused. She was like, sure. And so they took the picture. And this was all unbeknownst to me. I was in the kitchen, like, cutting cake or something. And then she comes up to me. She's like, hey, like, you know that guy over there? And she's like, you know, pointing at him. He's like, he's having a political discussion with this other girl about whether male and female brains are identical. And
of course he was.
And and it's just getting uncomfortable. And she's like, you called me a Ming woman. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like that's actually kind of fucked up.
You're like, well, you are kind of a Ming woman.
Kind of that.
But I'm like, okay, like, how do I solve this? Because then, you know, the girl he's talking with ends up moving into the kitchen because she's done with the conversation, but he follows her. So, like, he's talking about how, like, lesbians don't actually exist and that women can't be exclusively lesbian and how they're only bisexual. Mm. It was very interesting stuff. And it was just clear, like, that this was going to be a problem and everyone was really uncomfortable. So I was like, oh, fuck, what do I do to make this right? And mind you, by this time I was really stoned, so I was really creative. I went into my closet. I took a bunch of tinfoil. I took it out and I molded it around my head as a hat. And so I went up to the guy and I was like, hey man, if you want to like talk about this shit and like you want to discuss this with people, you have to wear this. You have to wear this tinfoil hat. And he was like, yeah, dude, okay, yeah, dude, sure, I'll wear it. And so he put on the tinfoil hat, and he's just talking about conspiracy theories, like how the Sandy Hook kids were crisis actors and shit. And people are laughing their asses off and just being like, oh, my God, this is hilarious. Because I turned him into, like, an uncomfortable person. And into like a joke, like he was playing a character and like it was all like,
dude,
ironic.
You turned a racist into a racist cosplayer.
Yeah, exactly. And it worked pretty well. He ended up getting really drunk and like hugging me and being like, dude, like, I love you. Like, I love what you do. Like, you know, like you're awesome. You're like, you're really cool. And I'm just sitting there going like, yeah, thanks. I need to go to the bathroom. Thank you. But it was very weird because he came over only one other time. That was the second time in the entirety of me having that house, that entire semester, like the 7 months I was there. That was the second and last time he came. The first time he came, he was there for 15 minutes and he looked around. He goes, do you have any roommates? I'm like, no. He goes, how much is rent? I told him how much rent was. And he was like, so you're doing this just with YouTube? And I was like, yeah. He goes, yeah, have you ever thought of getting a real job? Ooh. And I was like, what?
Is he like Asperger's or something?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I hope he's not listening to this. Hey, if you're listening to this, you know, don't take it personally. I love you. And I didn't say your name. It's just,
you're racist fuck.
That was just very odd. You need to, you know, I'm glad Alex Jones got banned on all platforms. Maybe maybe you shouldn't be watching him anymore. But yeah.
It's hard to, I don't know much about the Alex Jones thing and why he got banned.
Because he was inciting, like, he was doing like hate speech. He was, you can look at like the H3 podcast because he went over like the whole thing. And coincidentally, H3 got striked in the middle of their stream and went offline for like an hour because they were just talking about Alex Jones. It was super weird.
Right.
Holy but, shit. But yeah, he was saying, like, you know, the Sandy Hook kids that got shot.
Yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah, Alex Jones is convinced that it's all fake and that the kids were crisis actors. And so he's getting his followers to harass the families of these children that were murdered, and to the point where they can't even visit the graves of their children. It's some fucked up
how miserable does your life have to be where it's like, yo, you think this is a good idea? Hey, I'm gonna go over here and harass him.
I don't know.
Kid died.
He might have genuine mental problems. I don't know. Part of me always wanted to hope that he was kind of just a lovable, crazy, loony guy who part of it was put on, but part of it was also he just had this love for conspiracies, right? Listen to Joe Rogan's podcast with Alex Jones, it's hilarious. Like,
oh, yeah.
They're absolutely... It's absolute, like, craziness, but it's hilarious craziness, and they're both high, and Alex is, like, drinking the whiskey. He's like, and he gets more and more intense as it gets more high and drunk, you know? Like, aliens! You know, all this kind of shit, so...
Goblins. It's all about the goblins in Hillary Clinton's basement.
And the Pizzagate stuff. Do you know about that?
The Pizzagate stuff is hilarious.
That's weird shit, though.
I don't know what that is.
That's super
weird. I loved listening to the Pizzagate stuff because...
I love pizza,
it
though.
Almost made sense.
Almost.
And Obama uses hot dogs and emails when he's talking about getting male strippers into the White House.
Yeah. He's fucking insane. It's so funny.
Dude, if I were the president, I'd get strippers all the fucking time. Are you kidding me? You cracking my cracker barrel over here? I'd fucking get a stripper in there in a fucking minute. If I was the goddamn president.
At least we know if you were president, there'd be no scandals because you'd just be open about it. You'd be like, yeah, hell yeah, I had strippers over here last Saturday.
I'd let the stripper blow me, and then I'd stick a cigar in the puss, just like my main man, Bill Clinton, best president in the world.
I did have sexual relations with that woman.
Wait, did you say stick a cigar in the puss?
Yeah, you didn't know Bill Clinton did that to Monica Lewinsky?
No.
Stuck a cigar up in her pussy? Probably smoked that shit too. That's an aphrodisiac. That shit's fucking good.
That's how you give birth to a smoker.
it seems that I've given your ovaries cancer, ma'am. I'm sorry.
That's just how you make cigarettes, dude.
God. What?
How you make cigarettes.
You impregnate a woman.
Oh, yeah.
You impregnate a woman with a cigar.
You have sex with a cigar. Have you guys ever smoked a cigar? Oh, you've smoked a cigar, right, Toby?
Yeah.
Cigars are good.
Quite a few.
What are they like?
They're like for taste, rather than anything.
If you want to taste like poop on your tobacco. You want to taste poop on your mouth, get a nice cigar.
Because like you're not supposed to inhale them or anything.
But that's the shit. That's stupid. Like, if I'm smoking tobacco, like, I want to get the buzz. Like, I want to get the drug. Like, why would I always... I just want to taste, like, what I don't care about. Like, I don't smoke cigarettes for the fucking taste. I don't know anybody who does.
It's like chewing your food and then spitting it out afterwards.
Yeah. It's weird.
I love the smell of tobacco. Not cigarettes. Cigarettes smell disgusting, but the smell of, like, actual tobacco is delicious. I use tobacco cologne.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, shit.
How many women do you net with that?
No comment.
Only the ones that look like a used paper bag. Only those ones. No. By the way, you guys don't smoke cigarettes. Don't listen to Swagger Souls here. Cigarettes are bad for your health.
I only got addicted to nicotine because I was in college, and that was the only thing anybody was doing was smoking cigarettes. So I figured,
there's no reason to smoke cigarettes anymore.
Like, no, there really
isn't. Fucking vape.
Yeah, just get a vape.
Like...
Don't get a Juul if you're under the age of 21, though, man. It's bad for you.
Don't get a Juul, period. You'll fucking become addicted to that shit.
Facts.
Everyone I know who has a Juul fucking hits that shit like fucking...
I'm hitting I hit it throughout the entire podcast. I'm hitting it right now. It's in my fucking hand.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with that, though. There's nothing wrong with it.
I don't think they're good for you.
No, there's not good. Yeah, like the amount.
Well, have you heard? There's like Reddits and shit where people talk about like say this guy's 16 and he gets a jewel by going to an Exxon and the guy sells it to him because why not? So he gets the jewel and he's hidden it in his room. And then his brother, who's like 9 years old, comes in and starts hitting the jewel, you know, without like the older brother's knowledge. And when the older brother found out, like the younger brother, like, would blackmail him, like, oh, if you don't let me hit the jewel, then I'm going to tell mom and dad that you have a vape, you know, and I'm going to tell him all this shit. And so it's like a dilemma. And if he doesn't give him the jewel, like the like this fucking like 9-year-old kid gets like aggressive, like super aggressive. Like nicotine isn't good for, you know, it's not good to get addicted to a substance at 9. Okay, like first off,
yeah. And, like 11 minimum.
Too young to make decisions.
Oh, well, for sure. And, you know, and it stunts your growth and it fucks with your brain and it's not good for your development. So, you know, if you're under the age of 18, I mean, 18 is like the age that I kind of define as like, yeah, you're an adult. By that measure, you can make your own decisions and you can decide what you want to put into your body and you can weigh your pros and cons and so forth and so on. So I think when you're 18, you can do whatever you'd like in that regard. But, you know, as long as you do your research, you're not an idiot. You're like, yeah, I'll try meth. And then you fucking do meth like a fucking spaz. Like it's some dumb shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, for those of you who don't know, because I didn't know what a Juul was until I started hanging out with the fucking Swagger Souls here.
Hey,
Juul's just like, it's just an e-cigarette, but it's like, it's just nicotine, right? I don't know. Yeah.
It's nicotine really and flavoring. High concentrated, isn't it?
It's like high concentrated
it's,
nicotine.
It's salt. It's,
like,
salt
it's like regular vape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Through that.
But it's, okay. But yeah, I was hopelessly addicted to cigarettes and it was bad. I was smoking like half a pack a day and waking up with phlegm in my lungs. So I switched to the Juul. So now I'm hopelessly addicted to my Juul, but I don't wake up with phlegm in my lungs. So it's a trade-off that I enjoy.
Pog.
Yeah, Pog boys. Pog. Pog champ.
Good trade, yeah. Just trade a bunch of side effects and just try and bounce them out. That's the American life.
Goddamn right. Oh.
What about you, Jay? Any stories? What's up?
No, I'm just sick.
How are you feeling now that you're back from LA?
I'm happy. I'm the happiest person in the world. Like, there's no one more happy than me. That's just a fact, so.
Your new video was good.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. Yep, I'm hardworking.
Funnily enough, I'm motivated. Now that you're back from LA, you can actually be productive. So
yeah, it's so true. Interesting. And I'm just happy.
You know Mason screaming at walls?
Yeah, I'm glad that's over.
Mason's still a little insane. He's a little, I mean, I wish he'd show up. Because Mason actually has a little story about a certain strip club that he went to a few nights back, which really? I was hoping he'd tell today, but he didn't wake up for the podcast. But
oh my
Mason's
God.
Still a little... Yeah. I don't know, Mason's not insane still, but he's definitely...
There's a few adjusting. Screws still loose from LA.
Well, there's never not any screws loose with Mason. Like,
I really think the root of his anxiety and the root of his insanity sprang from the fact that for 4 nights in a row, he had 100 milligrams of sativa edibles. You don't do that 4 nights in a row.
And
it's so psychoactive. It's akin to like a psychedelic trip. It's and especially in that situation, I think that's really like what fucked him up. Was the fact that he was just on drugs for a lot of it,
yeah,
and he was just overthinking it.
It was that, it was the stress, it was the lack of sleep, which was also probably due to the edibles.
He was getting
addicted
to it,
also just
too.
The fact that he doesn't like America, or he doesn't like LA, you know? I don't know,
yeah.
There's a bunch of shit in there.
He was planning on, he was asking me while he was high, like, bro, how can I like get deported intentionally? Like, what do I have to do to like actually get deported?
Commit a terrorist attack? Just
commit a crime?
And I told him that, and he was like, "Oh, nah." That's what he said yesterday too. We were playing Fortnite.
Think about
and just,
it.
We were playing Fortnite, and randomly, just out of the blue, he's like, "When I'm 30, I reckon I'm gonna do crime." And I'm like, oh, so are you gonna do like law or something? And he goes, nah, I think I'm gonna like be a drug lord and stuff. Like,
it's funny you say that.
All right,
because I'm rewatching Breaking Bad right now, and I actually notice a bunch of similarities between Mason and Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys can see that, yeah. But there's actually quite a few similarities there. Just in
bitch,
I don't know. This is my private domicile, bitch.
Just replace bitch with cunt and there you go.
That's so true. It's so true.
I just thought to myself, and I had this weird train of thought where I was like, if Mason didn't meet us and if YouTube didn't happen for him, he could very easily become a drug dealer and shit. Like, that would really, I could see that storyline panning out for him. So, I don't know. It's yet to be confirmed as to which one would have netted him more money. But at least the YouTube way is safer.
Debatable.
Pog.
Fucking debatable. Jumping on balconies and balancing on top of the fucking railing at the Cloud House. Oh my god.
It's definitely loves taunting death.
Yeah. I hate it because one of these days he's going to be like, "Oh, hey guys, look," and he's going to go to the edge of the bridge and then fake a slip up, and then he's actually going to slip and fucking go and die. And then we're all going to see it happen. And if it does happen, I hope we get it on camera because that'd be
killer
cool.
Podcast story.
Oh yeah, super.
Literally killer.
story'd be the death of us.
Yeah, probably the death of all our fucking Spotify listeners as well. We'll be sure to keep a close eye on him this time in Melbourne. At least with Melbourne, he's close to home,
sure.
So there's little chance of him going insane. Man, I'm almost. Because I don't know if I want to talk about the crazy shit that's probably going to happen in Melbourne yet or after or if ever. It might turn out that I just never want to talk about the stuff that might or may not happen in Melbourne.
You know, fucking Mason?
You know?
Some father-son incest going on?
No.
Shit, what the fuck?
No.
What the fuck?
Tumblr's going to have a fun time with that one.
Oh, yeah. Please, tweet at us pictures of Mason fucking Fitz or vice versa.
Why would you say that? You know they're going to do it.
Exactly. I just want to see it. I think it'd be hilarious just to show you guys, just show Mason that.
Now my mansions are going to be filled with like really garbage.
Drawings.
We just won't tell Mason about it, and he'll just all of a sudden just start getting these.
Yeah, tag Mason. Just tag Mason with it.
Oh, by the way, here's a good idea. Why don't we get everyone to tweet at Mason? What's his Twitter at? At Zuckles Official. Tweet at him every single. If you're in America, tweet at him. What's the time? What is the time like that you start?
10 p.m.
10 p.m.
10 p.m. Yeah. What time zone is that?
EST.
Time 10 p.m. EST every Wednesday. Please spam tweet Mason to fucking get on the podcast because I guarantee you, like, he never checks our Discord server. He's always out of the loop. So if you could just spam him every week, that'd be fantastic. Makes our lives a lot easier.
Yeah, 100%. Every
fan.
Wednesday, 10 p.m. EST. Just spam Mason. Please get on the podcast right now.
Okay. Well, you mentioned earlier that you wanted to put a bunch of ideas for shit we could do in Melbourne in a hat, Swagger. Have you got any ideas?
Oh, dude. I mean, I have a couple ideas in mind that could be crazy, but it's shit that we might have to reach out and plan. So I was thinking like maybe cage diving, bungee jumping.
Have you seen the videos on Twitter recently of the massive sharks in Australia?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. No.
Exactly.
That's a nope. That's a nope.
I'll do skydiving before that. Too.
Yeah, but we could do like maybe like bungee jumping.
I'm keen to skydive.
Skydiving's cool.
Maybe like we could do a thing where like we draw straws, or like we do like a rock paper scissors, and whoever like loses all the way at the end in this tournament has to go to what's it called, the Crown Casino, and put $1,000 on black.
Oh,
I'll do that without even like fucking. I've got a gambling.
Don't say
problem.
That. That's a lot of money.
But because it could go good go good or bad is the thing. But it's just like.
But it could go good.
But that's a thing. So I think that's a fun one. Like we all like do like
there should
a
be like
rock paper scissors tournament.
There should be
or
like
something.
A flow chart. There should be a flow chart. So you start out doing this challenge, and whether and like whatever the outcome of the challenge is decides whether you put the grand on black. If you win the grand on black, you move on to another challenge. If you lose, you do another challenge. Like you have to like beg on the street for money, dress as a homeless person for like you know a few hours or something like that.
Until you get the $1,000 back. You're stuck there for like a month.
And then you gamble that money, yeah.
It's literally going to be like The Amazing Race, but for retards.
The Amazing Autists.
You do like Gumball 3000, but in really like
shopping
like toy cars.
In shopping carts.
Yeah.
got 3,000 shopping carts. It'd be fucking amazing.
Do an episode of Top Gear just in Tonka trucks.
Top Gear.
Set up a water slide. We're like one of those fucking slip and slides. Set one up like on the street in the middle of Melbourne. Probably the cops called if that happened.
We could do this fun thing where we go down to the railroad tracks and just try out syringes, see what happens.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
We do a thing like where we have to like play chicken with the train when it passes by too.
Oh yeah.
Like do a thing where like we beat the shit out of a police officer.
Oh, dude,
that's good. So cool. Yeah, what about a suicide pact?
Okay, let's stop escalating.
All right. Yikes.
And now all the listeners have to go back in time and think, okay, when did they start joking? Because some of those... some of those could have been real. I can see them doing shit like that. I mean, the point is...
I was just imagining Zuckles joins right when you said suicide pact. He's like, oh, where?
I brought up the suicide pact with John when we were in the car driving in New Zealand. I was like, I think it was me, Mason, Inut, and Toby in the car. Yeah. And like we were driving, I think, just down on the road, like we were going to like see that big like monument where all the sheep are. Or whatever.
Oh, One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
One Tree Hill.
And yeah, and so we were going there and
there's a lot of shit.
And I was like, yo, like what if like at the very end of like, you know, whatever we like we're going to do together, what if we all just do like a video where we all commit suicide and upload it? like what would that do to YouTube? Like what would that, like that would make mark on history. Like on the internet.
Jesus Christ.
It was just a thought I had that I thought was dude, really hilarious.
The definition of clinging to fame.
Exactly. It's like okay guys, I'm like dying. Okay
the
guys
best
like
way to get out
yeah,
of it.
Channel's dying, so we're going with it. I don't know why I thought that was so funny. It's so fucking. It's so dark.
Well,
that's fucked. That's fucked.
We're all pretty morbid. If you couldn't already tell. Yikes.
Yeah. I love being morbid.
Holy shit.
I'm actually super concerned about because like when we check the podcast stats on Podbean, because if you look at on SoundCloud, there's like a few 10,000 listens, maybe 100,000 on the earlier episodes. When we checked the stats for Spotify, we were absolutely blown away at how many people are actually listening to this nonsense.
Can't believe that.
And I just kind of got this feeling of like, oh my God, that's amazing. And then immediately after, like,
oh, we are so not prepared for this.
we're not at the level that other podcasts are at right now. I mean, people say they find it entertaining, but I just feel, I honestly feel like every time we sit down for these podcasts, we just shoot the shit and we're like, well, that sounded okay.
I feel like we're not even trying. Like we just sit down and talk bullshit. that's all it is. It's like an hour out of my day every week, I sit down and I just do dumb shit in front of a microphone and drink Gatorade and hit my Juul. And then I'm like, okay, that was good. And then fucking five million people watch it. It's so weird.
Strange.
That's scary.
Yeah, it is scary. I mean, I'm more scared just about how we're getting actually promoted by Spotify on the homepage in lots of countries. Yeah. It's been at the top in New Zealand, the number one podcast for like 2 weeks, the number one podcast. And it's been like number seven, number five, number four in America.
I'll see what we are in America right now.
Yeah.
Oh,
what the fuck is that?
That was copyrighted music. Sorry. I opened Spotify. Browse, then you go to top podcasts. Yeah, we're number five.
That's insane.
In America.
I mean, it means that there's a bunch of people who don't even know who we are potentially tuning into our podcast. And I just wonder what their impression is. I really
do. Go like, who the fuck are these guys?
Yeah. I mean, thankfully, Spotify's user base is fairly young in comparison to something like iTunes. But so, you know, they're probably more in tune with what we do and stuff, maybe. But. Yeah, it's definitely kind of weird.
Yeah, maybe.
That there's just a whole bunch of random ass people who aren't our audience tuning in. Wondering, what's this? Mr. Podcast. Oh, they've got a rainbow logo. Maybe they're like a gay pride thing. That's fucking cool. And then they listen, and it's like, oh no.
Suicide pact. Fucking try heroin cuts.
Fucking talked about meth for 15 minutes last podcast. I mean,
let's go
Christ.
Fucking down the railroad tracks instead.
Oh my God.
Fuck.
Okay, well, we're in those awkward last 5 minutes where we've kind of got to fill some time before finishing up. Anyone have anything else they want to talk about? Topics? Things I like to bring up.
I think people should tweet at us ideas since we said we wanted to do that where we like put everything in a bucket and draw it out.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. If you have ideas for shit we could do as a group in Melbourne, tweet them at us. That'd be pog.
Tweet it at the Misfits Podcast.
If we use your idea, when we tell a story on the podcast, then we'll give you credit for a username. Probably. Mm-hmm. I don't want to promise we'll probably remember to do that.
Tweet it to the official Misfits Podcast account on Twitter.
It's at Misfits _ podcast. We're working on getting at Misfits. It's hopefully coming soon. But yeah, right now it's at Misfits _ podcast.
That would be so pog.
And yeah, like I said at the start, if you do want to come and see us at the Melbourne Esports Open on the 1st and 2nd of September, you can get your tickets at bit.ly/misfits@MEO. That's bit.ly/MISI.
You having trouble?
Okay, I'm going to do this real fast, right? That's bit.ly/MISFITSATMEO. Done. That was accurate, right?
Yeah, well, that was a lot of letters that just didn't sound like anything.
bit.ly/MISFITSATMEO?
Okay, probably. That was probably right. No, but the point is, if you use our link to buy tickets and you do come to see us, using that link helps us out a lot. And it lets the Melbourne Esports Open know that, like, hey, these guys are actually cool. They're selling tickets. You know?
So, yeah, maybe we can go back again next year, maybe.
Yeah, maybe they'll pay us more.
Yeah. It's looking more promising. Yeah. It's looking more promising. This what, MEO instead of like the fucking IEM Sydney thing where we got held up for like 25 minutes because of my helmet.
Yeah. Getting in the door.
I mean, my God. And Toby couldn't even bring in his fucking camera.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't even bring in your backpack. You had a little fag bag and then it had two straps.
The size was fine,
but it's because it had two straps and not one. That was why.
Yeah.
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 You weren't allowed backpacks, but you were allowed handbags or something.
Just rip one of the straps off while staring at him in the face.
Yeah, he's really not a backpack anymore.
All right, cool. I'm going to end this bitch. Okay, everyone cool with that?
Oh, what the fuck?
All right, well, thanks for listening, guys. Sorry for the ramble of a podcast, but hopefully there's some good gems in there. Swagger told some good stories. I not got high. We suggested that we should take heroin, and it's just a normal day in the life of the Misfits. We're sorry Mason wasn't here. I'm sure that he's not sorry, because if he was sorry, he'd show up on fucking time every week. But he didn't. I'm going to go and beat the shit out of him right now.
Make sure you tweet at him.
Yeah, make sure you tweet at Mason.
Should we just beat the shit out of him?
Just tell him that he's just fucking an idiot, please, for me. But yeah, anyway, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. We'll see you at the Melbourne Esports Open. We've been the Misfits. Goodbye.
What a train wreck.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh, bye.
I love you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.